We've looked at several things. Well, today's message is this right here, right there, right there. Yeah, this is what I did to one of those graffiti people. No, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. And I don't want to do it, honestly. Here we go. Title of my message today is Non-Sensing God. Would you say that with me? Non-Sensing God. And not to sense God. You're made in His image, in His likeness. You can see, you can taste, you can hear, you can smell, you can feel and touch. To not sense God is nonsense. Okay? So non-sensing God is the message today. And I'm calling it upside down thinking. That's why the fellas turn that way. Can you say that with me? Upside down thinking. One more time. Upside down thinking. Let's go with the message. Here we go. We're rolling now. If you're here today visiting, we ask you to tune right in. Stay steady with us. Come on. Don't sleep. Cut off your cell phone. Here we go. You ready? Come on. Just a quick review. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your what? Acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So the first message in this series was, I will acknowledge God. And the thought was, I'm going to try to acknowledge Him more through my senses, through my sight, what I see, what I hear, what I smell, what I taste, what I touch, what I feel. I want to feel You more and know You more, Lord. Amen? I want to sense You more. Okay? So, that was message one. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. Message two, I'll have ears to what? Message number three in the series. I love them that love Me. Those that seek Me early shall find Me. Say that with me. I will have eyes to see. So we've been covering the senses thing. Come on. Here we go. Psalm 139, 14, I'll praise You, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows right well. I, go ahead, help me, will have feelings that what? That perceive. So that's what we've been talking about. And then last week, craziest of them all probably, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, I will taste and smell. And see that the Lord is good. Amen? So that's where we've come from. Sensing God. We're going to run it off the rail a little bit today. Non-sensing God. Non-sensing God. What happens when God is not acknowledged? What happens when I have these senses, from sight to smell to hearing to taste to touch to feel, and I say no to God? You don't exist. You following me? What happens? Psalm 14:1, say this with me. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Who said that? The fool. Okay? Non-sensing God. It's what we're talking about. Upside down thinking. Upside down thinking. You can say things to the cows come home, but if it's crazy, it's still crazy. I don't care how many times you say it. Are you hearing me or not? Say. And I hear it and I go, crazy. Yeah, but next time you're wearing a different shirt, you crazy. Whatever. Amen? Say. You said the same thing, you act the same way. Crazy. Okay? Upside down thinking is upside down until you get it the other way. Understand? Okay? I want you to follow me. This is really, you're going to have to read with me and watch. You're going to lose one of the best parts of the whole message right here. Somebody sent this to me in the mail. And I don't usually do a lot of mail stuff. I like this right here. Come on. An atheist view of life. An atheist view of life. To be an atheist is to have upside down thinking. To be an atheist is to say there is no God. To be an atheist is to be a person not just with no sense, but non-sensing. Can you imagine to be an atheist? The stars, the moon, things as believers we probably take for granted now as far as that we praise the Lord for them. Even a thunderstorm and lightning. Amen? Or a little baby. Huh? Say. Rachel, y'all just got two little puppies? Yes. Lord help them. But you know, but little puppies, life, blessings that come in your life on a daily basis. Could you imagine living life not thanking God for the things that you have? You see what I'm saying? An atheist view of life. Now you got to follow this on the screen. If you're not doing it, follow me, please. Here we go. I know it's small, but I had to put it all on one page. I will live my life according to these beliefs. God does not exist. It is just foolish to think that there is a God with a cosmic plan, that an all-powerful God brings purpose to the world's pain and suffering. It is a comforting thought, however. It is only wishful thinking. People can do as they please without eternal consequences. The idea that I'm deserving of hell because of sin is a lie, meant to make me a slave to those in power. The more you have, the happier you will be. Our existence has no grand meaning or purpose. In a world with no God, there is freedom to be who I want to be. But with God, everything is fine. It is ridiculous to think that I am lost and in need of saving. Stop right there. That was an atheist view of life. Did you see it? Say, down, 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 down. Same letter, read from the bottom up. His thinking's just upside down. The letter from the bottom up is a Christian's view of life. We'll start at the bottom. Same letter. I'll start at the bottom. A Christian's view of life. I am lost and in need of saving. It's ridiculous to think that everything is fine. But with God, there is freedom to be who I want to be. In a world with no God, our existence has no grand meaning or purpose. The more you have, the happier you will be is a lie meant to make me a slave to those in power. Because of sin, I am deserving of hell. The idea that people can do as they please without eternal consequences is only wishful thinking. It is a comforting thought, however, that an all-powerful God brings purpose to a world's pain and suffering. That there is a God with a cosmic plan. It is just foolish to think that God does not exist. I will live my life according to these beliefs. All right? Thank you, Ed, for sending me that, buddy. I appreciate that. Okay? The thinking was upside down. And I have lived both sides of the thinking. I can relate to that first view and the second view. I'm just glad I've lived to see my life the way my thinking got turned right. You understand? Okay, and probably a few of you would say the same thing in this room this morning. Okay, let's go with the message. Are y'all ready? Let's go with this idea of nonsense in God, upside down thinking. Here we go. Let's roll it, Raj. To think upside down is to be blind, to be deaf, it's to be feelingless, it's to be tasteless, it's to be smellless. I don't want to go through life without a nose, do you? Say. Mm-mm. Oh, my taste buds, are you kidding me? Upside down thinking, this is my words, whole thing is, it's to be drunk like a fool and have lost control of your senses. You hearing me say? To not acknowledge God, to know God, to experience God, to see God, to feel God, to taste God, is to be drunk like a fool and lost control of your senses, because that's what's happened. Your thinking has been turned upside down. You were not made that way. Do you hear me or not? You're not made that way. God did not make us that way. He made us to acknowledge Him, to receive Him, to believe Him, to follow Him, to live for Him. He gave His Son to die for us so we could do that. Gave us His Spirit, gave us His Word. That's the way we were made. You understand? Anything else is upside down. Flat out. This is some of the graffiti on our building. Your life is a lie. Upside down. I don't even know what that means. That's how bad my head is, I guess. No. But your life is a lie. I don't know if it's what we're doing or what we do as Christians or we're trying to build a new facility or, you know, that. I know me. We're doing what we're doing because we love the Lord and we love people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Because God called me to do that in my life. I was going to go do something else with my life. I got saved when I was about 16. I was going to be a lawyer. I wanted to put bad people in prison. That's what I wanted to do. I mean, that was some passion I had. Okay? God saved me, put me into ministry, went to a Christian college in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and came here to Englewood and served with my great pastor and former father-in-law, Dr. Metz. Loved him. He was incredible. God just changed my life. Do you hear me, yes or no? I love Englewood. Oh, I love the beaches and I love all that, but I love Englewood because of the people. God put that in my heart. Do y'all hear me or not? I didn't just move in yesterday. And if you did, I'm glad to have you, but I didn't. You hear me, yes or no? If you moved in, come on and be a part of us and help love the community with me. Would you do that with me? Say, help love the community with me. Can we do that? That's why we're doing what we're doing. You understand? I want to see people come to know the Lord. To know their thinking's upside down. And wow, there's a God that loves you. Amen? Come on, that's why we're doing what we're doing. Let my people go. Wake up! Sounds like they have all the answers. Have at it. Follow that mess if you want to. I'd like to follow the thinking that I'm following. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I want the mind of Christ. You hearing me today? Amen. Upside down thinking. What is upside down thinking? What it actually is to revolve things around in your mind. You are not made to disbelieve in God. But through professors and society, and teachers, passed down from one generation now to the next, things in your head's been revolved upside down. Do you understand? Yes or no? Right's wrong. Things that do appear were made by other things that appear. Wasn't that cool? Whereas the Bible says things that appear were not made by things that appear. It was made by something that does not appear, and that's God made everything you see. See, yes or no? Have I lost you this morning with my crazy talk? It's to turn them into different shapes. To upside down think. It's to invert the order of things. So instead of God is up, now God is down and man is up. You understand? I'll do what I want. You are not made like that. You're made to serve. You're made to follow God. It's to form various schemes. Oh, now we're talking. It's to have vain imagination. Stuff like this. Like, once upon a time, there was something and it just blew up. And it was this craziness and the whole universe and everything blew up and somehow, some way, some kind of slime thing happened. It was real little. And then it climbed and it grew and now here you are. That's goofiness, guys. Are y'all hearing me or what? If I got to convince you that's goofy, your head's upside down. Come on. It's to contrive in order to counterwork something. Darwin and whoever before him won't near as many as before him as after him. Hardly any before him. It's something contrived in order to counterwork something else. And the thing they're trying to counterwork is that I'm created and that this is God. And man didn't do it, but God did it. And so this is the plan. Do you hear me, yes or no? Okay. Expand your mind. The problem with me is that my mind had been expanded up too far. Amen? What does Jesus say? Oh, wide is the gate, but narrow is the way. Guys, I'm all for expanding our minds and education and learning. God made you that way. He gave you all that you have anyway. He wants you to do whatever you can do. That's incredible. Amen. But to forsake Him and smoke mushrooms? Are you kidding me? Say, come on. I was going to ask how many smoke mushrooms, but I'm not going to. Let's do this to how many smoked something that made your head look crazy. There you go. What I'm saying is we're a room of people that... Here, I'm not necessarily trying to put down today. What I'm trying to... This is just us too, guys. Until Christ comes in. You understand? There you go. Now here's this one right here. Evolution or revolution? It's your choice. But evolution. Here's a dog. And then you got there and my back hurts. I'm still about right here. The point is, listen. Dog. Listen. I'm trying to be serious. No, I'm serious. If you think you came from a dog, that's what your thinking's turned upside down. You didn't think you didn't come from a dog, turn the dog around backwards. You came from God. You come from a dog, turn your thinking around backwards. You came from God. You're not a dog. You're created in God's image, in God's likeness. God gave His Son for you. And so just with that one image, we can see the upside-down thinking. But that's the thinking of universities. That's the thinking of a lot of people. Matter of fact, this message would be so criticized. And I would be an archaic, an old fogey, I'm not with it, I'm a lunatic, I'm just another crazy, wild-eyed preacher. Good, spell my name right. Gary with two R's. Amen? I'd rather think this the right way. You understand? Yes or no? Come on. Upside down thinking. It's what? It's to put yourself up instead of God. It is to take credit for instead of giving glory for. It is to say, God, You did not make me. That's upside down thinking. Guys, science doesn't line up with it. It's a lie. You have your own individual fingerprint, your own individual retina, you have your own individual DNA code. Nothing else in life would work. Roger could take that computer, break it into a million pieces, and it's not going to turn into a 60-inch flat screen TV. You understand, yes or no? You understand that, yes or no? You bought into a bill of goods. It's a lie, and our thinking's been turned upside down. You hearing me today? Nonsense in God. Keep going. So, what are we talking about? Upside down thinking. Now, we're going to the Word now. We built our case a little bit, just been up here talking. Let's go to the Word. It's not going to be that terribly long. Hang in here. Isaiah 29. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely Your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work of Him that made it, shall the work say of Him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing formed say to Him that formed it, He doesn't know what He's doing. He has no understanding. Upside down thinking is like the clay being the authority over the pottery. You understand that? Doesn't work in anything else except our belief of where we came from, which is the one thing you ought to have nailed. Amen. Upside down thinking. Shall the clay say to Him that made it, You didn't make me. That's what upside down thinking says. Shall the thing formed say to Him that formed it, You have no idea what you're doing. Hey, be honest with you. God's got a pretty good record, doesn't He? I mean, that earth's still turning, ain't it? That gravity thing's still working, isn't it? Say, people still having babies. Isn't that right? Say yes or no. I mean, the longer man lives, technology-wise, God's looking pretty smart. Isn't He? Yeah. Upside-down thinking is to take your senses that you have, into your own hands and not acknowledge God as the Creator, as the potter. And that's crazy. Isaiah 45. Woe unto him that strives with his maker. Let the potsherd, that is a word, clay pot. Let the clay pot strive with the clay pots of the earth. Okay? You want to get in a fight? Go pick a fight with another clay pot. Shall the clay say though to him that fashioned it, What are you making? Your work, you don't have any hands. Okay? Here's another verse in Isaiah. I stayed in Isaiah a lot. Shall the axe, you know what an axe is, right? Shall the axe boast itself against him that swings it? The axe looks back, you don't know what you're doing. It's just goofy, guys. Do y'all hear me or not? We buy into crap. Excuse me. Look at this one. Shall the saw magnify itself against the one that it says shaking it? The one that's going... Can you see the saw looking up going, You don't know what you're doing. You're not sawing. This is the Bible. I didn't make this stuff up. Don't tell me the Bible ain't written on elementary level. As if the rod should shake itself against him that lifts it up, or this word, or the staff should lift up itself as if it was, the idea is, or a cane that's going to walk itself. You ever seen a cane? I can do it, leave me alone. Upside down what? Thinking. Come on. No. Romans. O man, who art thou that you reply against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why have you made me this way? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? God's in charge. Okay? That's the right way to think. Not to say you don't know what you're doing. You did not make me. You did not make us. You did not do this. Your Bible is not true. You did not give your Son. I'm telling you, if you can't with your own eyes believe in things that you can see, how in the world are you going to even attempt to believe in God who you cannot see? You hear a bird chirping, Oh, no, He didn't make that. He has given you, in Romans it says, we're without excuse. We're without excuse. God's given us eyes and a nose and a mouth and feelings and touch and taste and smell. We're without excuse to know there's a God. You hearing me? to think any other way is upside down. Upside down thinking is to believe you are your own God, your own creator, your own potter, and your own master. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you believe that, and I know what it is to believe that because I believe that, the thinking's upside down. Upside down thinking, can you say it with me? It's what? Absurd. It's not a word I use a lot, but I think it fits here. It's absurd. Okay? Upside down thinking is absurd. Four things. It is absurd to believe that I have no maker. Guys, I wanted to put the word stupid up there, but I mean, I was being nice. Okay? It's absurd to think that I don't have a maker. Yeah, but Darwin, and yeah, but they taught me, and yeah, but you just a nut. That's the way it is, guys. It's absurd to think that you don't have a maker. It's absurd. Even science today, they've tried so hard, and it is a faith. Atheism, humanism, it is a faith. Much harder to believe than my faith. Because they have to deny their eyes, deny their nose, deny their mouth, deny their ears, deny their feelings. I don't have to do any of that to believe what I believe. I just got to roll out of bed in the morning like, whoop, hello. Do you hear me? No wonder God said, all that's required of you is faith in me to be saved. Oh, I can't do that. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just open up your eyes. You understand? It's absurd, guys. It's absurd to believe that things which do appear, appeared on their own. I wish that could have been done with our new building. Wouldn't that have been nice? Hey, yeah, just go out there one day. Look at that. Nothing else works that way, guys. Don't you wish your car would fix itself? Say. It's absurd to believe that I am more intelligent than God. It's absurd. We're going to believe a guy named Darwin? Are you kidding me? I'm going to believe a man over God. I'm going to believe a man over my eyes, over my ears, over my mouth, over my taste, my touch, my smell. I'm going to believe somebody because that's what they taught me. He's really smart and you're stupid because you're from North Carolina and don't know anything. Well, okay, I like where I'm from though now. Amen? Come on. It's absurd to believe that I'm able to escape from God's hands. And see, that's the big deal here. See, if I don't believe in God, I don't have to be accountable to God, and I will never stand before God. See? Wasn't that nice? Every man will give an account. Every knee shall, say it with me, every knee shall, and every tongue shall that who's the Lord? That Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. See, because He goes, I'm in charge. Made it all. Amen. Upside down thinking. Here's what it does in our life all the time. Upside down thinking makes me believe things that are crazy are true. How many of you just absolutely used to believe some things that are crazy? And you absolutely believe they were true. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? I'm not talking about just creation stuff. I'm talking about in your mind, you have believed some crazy things that was true and it won't. Can I see your head? Your hands. Come here. Don't our minds do that sometimes, say? Have you ever imagined something? And you, before long, you were going to kill them. How many have done something like that? See what I'm saying? Listen, believing things that are not true, things that are crazy, I mean, that's just crazy. I'm going crazy saying it. I'm in the book of Isaiah reading and studying the other day, so I thought I'm going to stay in Isaiah and find out what kind of crazy things I can find. I want you to look at this crazy dude's thinking. Just like someone whose thinking's upside down. His thinking became upside down one day. Didn't start out this way. He wasn't created this way. Look at it. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Well, how did it work out for him? Verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Amen. Upside down thinking. I want to close with some positive things because I've been ugly. The potter and his clay. I don't do pottery. I love to buy pottery. How many in this congregation has ever received a piece of pottery from me? Can I see your hand? Y'all ain't, I ain't got it. I can't give it to everybody. But there's special people who have served the Lord in my life over the years. And there's a potter in North Carolina out in the country. And he, you know how I like the color red for fellowship. And he is one of the few people we've ever found that makes red pottery. His grandfather's in the Smithsonian for making it. And so when I go home, I can go out to the country, and my sister-in-law knows him, and he'll take us in, and he'll help us, and he'll usually give us a good deal. So I like pottery. I can't make it. God's a great potter. Amen? The potter loves his pottery. He loves you. Even if your head's upside down, He loves you. He wants your head to get turned right side up. Amen? He loves you. God wants to help you with your thinking. Don't go to sleep this last little part. God wants to help you with your upside down thinking. He's no respecter of persons. Is that what the Bible says? Is He not willing that any should perish? Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. Here's what God says. Here's what the potter says. God says, say that with me, come and let us reason together. That's all we've done this morning in this room. I've just been trying to use a little bit of reason with you and a little bit of humor and get you to see the point. Can we just be reasonable? Isaiah, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What a great God we have. Can we praise Him this morning? Come on, come on. Give Him some glory. Wow. You mean all the mess I've done? If I just reason with you and talk with you, you know, just have, you mean I can be clean? Yeah. I made you. I have the power to do that. Thank you, Jesus is right. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Say that last part with me. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You didn't get this second hand. Bingo. Amen? So God says, let's reason together here now. Use that brain I gave you. Those senses I gave you. Second thing, say it with me. God says, let's talk. Let's talk. Put me in remembrance, God says. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Let's talk. You can talk to me. You can tell me where you came from and God speaking and what's going on up in your mind. It's okay. I'm God. I can handle it. Amen? Aren't you glad you got this kind of God? Number three, say that with me. God says, you shall. Why should my brain, fearfully and wonderfully made, my senses,
who I am, unique. Why should my brain have to be controlled by something some guy said who's really archaic in the 1800s that told me I came from slime? Survival of the fittest. Why have I got to believe that? Say, can I use my brain? Yes or no? Say. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Say that with me. Remember the former things of, for I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. I don't care who it is. Some guy, Darwin, if it's some guy that comes along, if it's you, your mama, your dad, I don't care who it is. Somebody comes along, and what they say doesn't line up or go with the Word of God, I'm going to believe the Word of God. I'm going to stick with the things of old. Why, Gary? Because look at what he can do. Can your mama do this? Look at this. Declaring the what? In from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, say, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I'm going to stand on Him. Amen? Say, use your brain. Say that last one with me. God says, come on, return to your senses. See, we've been talking about upside down thinking. How can I get it to... And that's what we've been trying to do at the last year. Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye and buy. Aren't you glad you can come to God and it doesn't matter what your bank account is? And eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without what? Without price. Aren't you glad that God said you can come to His Son by faith? And not pedigree and status or who you know. Aren't you glad? Amen. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? We spend our money on things that really don't feed us. And you labor for that which does not satisfy. Hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good. And let your soul delight in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I love these scriptures. Incredible. Seek ye the Lord while He may what? Be found. Call ye upon Him while He's what? Near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his what? Thoughts. Let him return. Flip that head. Let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and He will abundantly what? Pardon. For my thoughts, God speaking, are not your thoughts. I do things bigger than you can imagine. Hey guys, it wasn't as simple as something blowing up and slime crawling up. No. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are what? Higher than the earth, so are my ways what? And my thoughts are higher than your what? Why would you, when you can sense and smell and taste and see and all that stuff, and you've got a brain and your own DNA and your own retina and your own fingerprint, why in the world? I mean, come on. It's a beautiful thing to have faith in God. To know there's someone bigger than you that's in control. This is a great life, guys. You hearing me? Who wouldn't want his maker telling him how he can run better? You start your thinking right. Wow, you're going to live a better life, guys. You hear me? Yes or no? For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth. How's that happen? Isn't that nice? How the rain comes down and waters the earth. I don't know where that was in the bang. Whatever. and makes it bring forth and bud, and may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. You can come to God. Put your faith in Him. It's incredible the life you can have. You're listening to me. You're thinking, yeah, I'm just speaking personally for me. Nonsense in God. Upside down thinking. The little series we've called it, Sensing God. And I'd like us to stand on our feet. Come on, we're not done. We're almost done. You know you're done if you're standing up. That's pretty cool. You're close. You're close. There's movement. Here we go. More people stretching. You're awake now. Hello? There you go. I've enjoyed this series with you. And I'd like for us to close this series by reading these scriptures together. And I want you to feel what I feel and felt in my office. Are you ready? Verse 14, I'll try not to go too fast. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me in the morning. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. I just want you, let's give Him some glory today. Praise the Lord today. Wow.